Welcome back, and we are here now with the Public Safety Citizen Advisory Board, and they have a full complement here this evening. I think they get the award for the biggest attendance to the joint meetings, and I'm not sure who is the spokesperson for this advisory board, but I'll turn the floor over to you, and everyone can introduce themselves, and then the floor is yours.
Sure. I'll start with introductions, and then we'll go to my left. Jen Schaubel, chairperson.
I'm Lizzie Genoway. I'm the secretary.
Chris Dolga, I'm the Sergeant of Administration and Emergency Management.
I'm Jordan Roan, and this is my second meeting. Nice to be here.
Patty Jo Taylor.
Shorty Schultz, member.
Blaine Leach, Lieutenant of Administration and Emergency Management.
James Johnson, Upper Marion Fire and EMS Chief.
Thank you.
So thanks so much for having us tonight. We always look forward to this night every year. As most of you recall, this committee was formed in 2019. It was changed from the Police Citizen Advisory Board, Fire and Rescue Services Board, and the Lafayette Ambulance and Rescue Squad Board as well. It was kind of merged into the three. For the first time in a while, all of our vacancies have been filled. We now have a full contingent on the board, which is great. Jordan is our newest member, and we're very excited to have him. We did lose one of our original members of the Public Safety Citizen Board, Brendan Brazunas, Lieutenant, retired from Upper Marion Police to become the police chief at Downingtown. We thank him for his, you know, many years of service, not only to the Citizen Board, but obviously to the township as a whole, and we certainly wish him well. So for some Upper Marion Police Department updates since we've seen you last. We were here in April of 2023. On one very, very sad note, we did lose Officer Troy Nicholson this past July. We did have several retirements, besides Brendan Brazunas, Keith Christian, Al Elberson, and Andy Fiddler, all retired as well. We also had some great news, some really nice promotions within the past year. Lieutenant Brandy Faraday, Lieutenant Toby Fisher, Sergeant Chris Dolga, Sergeant Joe Davies, Sergeant Marty Menango, Corporal Dylan Cole, Corporal Mike Lone, and Corporal Scott Samuels. We also, towards the end of the year, beginning of this year, brought in four new officers, Brian Bakovic, Scott Bogley, Roderick Fancher, and Luke Turner. And then for the past 2 days, Chris Dolga and I, along with six other people, interviewed 38 people hiring for new officers. So that is one of the mid steps of the process. It starts with the written exam, then goes to the physical agility test. We had the oral board this week. Then after that, a top segment will be selected to have background checks started. And we are looking to hire 2 to 3 people. So very exciting times for the department. It's lovely from my seat, which I've been a part of the Citizen Board for 25 years now, to watch the department grow to this magnitude. National Night Out was August the 1st of 2023 in a couple different locations, which was really a lot of fun. I did the West End side of the township, and then I know that the other side was hugely successful as well. This year, within the past year, we started with the Crime Watch website and app. It can give you some lovely push notifications. You can look on there for recent news. Really just a nice tool to have. I get the daily email alert, very helpful. And then it's kind of cross-posted on Facebook, if you will. You can get to the link through Crime Watch from Facebook. And then of course, last summer there was the always successful cop camp, and I know that they're getting ready to do it again this summer. It's always a huge hit in the township and generally sells out. Great opportunity for young people in the township to get an idea of what a day in the life of a police officer is like. Also this year, new in-car cameras and patrol cars that link to officers' body cameras, that was instituted as well within the last year. And quite a bit of training has been going on for the police department. Our officers are very, very well trained. Training including active shooter simulation with Lockheed Martin. Our officers have enrolled in over 100 trainings outside of the mandatory trainings and education. You know, our police department is certainly an elite group. We heard that many, many times over the 38 people that we interviewed, how elite this township is with their police department and, you know, how many people want to come and work here. Upper Marion Police at the King of Prussia Mall, always a constant presence over the years. There were about 1,900 hours of overtime worked by officers in the 6-week holiday period. The connector detail was renewed for 2024, which is two officers during daily peak hours. And then two officers are dedicated to the rest of the mall on Friday and Saturday nights as well. I'm not a very frequent mall person, but I drive past it and I see all the cars, so I can only imagine the volume of humans in there. So I'm, you know, very grateful for the police presence there. And then early in January, very early in this year, President Biden's visit to Valley Forge Park, that took up a lot of officers' time and resources, but it was a successful visit from what I understand. So for fire and EMS updates within the last year, again, great stories to tell here. Fire Prevention Night was on October 11th of 2023, and I know that we'll have it again in October of 2024, date to be determined. The FEMA grant that was received to hire 12 additional firefighters, those officers will graduate May the 3rd, which is next Friday. They will start on the street May the 6th, 24 hours on, 72 hours off. We will now have 24-hour coverage with career firefighters. And then, of course, our volunteer and stipend people are an integral part of the organization as well. And, you know, we're very grateful for their service and the time that they spend. Very excited to have 24-hour coverage in the township, you know, with paid staff and then backed up by volunteer and stipends, because I think that's a huge shift in the township, and I think it's certainly a great step, you know, towards keeping everyone safe. There was an expansion of the inspection program, hiring a third fire marshal. I remember back in the day when there was only one, you know, so this is, again, a great step up for the community. There's an EMS power truck. It runs 12-hour shifts on weekdays, and it's staffed approximately 50% of the time. Covers some of the gaps. There are five new full-time paramedics. One part-time paramedic has been added as well. 13 active EMS volunteers in the township, and that's something, of course, that, as most of you know, is very near and dear to my heart, and I'm really happy to see that the volunteer program for EMS is continuing to be robust and grow even more than it used to be. They have responsibility for proctoring the EMT and paramedic students through public safety. Corey Felker was promoted to EMS captain. The EMS volunteers are comprised of high school students and community members wishing to give back. Two new ambulances were delivered in September of 2023, with two more on order. And an EMS training center was launched over at the Beidler Road Station, which was recognized by the state EMS office as, you know, a great thing for the township. And then as far as general updates and plans go, over the last year, the revision of the Township Comprehensive Plan, and we on the Police Public Safety Citizen Board are always looking for more ways to be involved, you know, not only with the police, fire, and EMS, but with the township as a whole. So that's a very quick recap of all the great work that was done over the last 12-month cycle. Can we answer any questions?
I will say that the national trends that are happening around us, we just see the direction that things have to go. And I'm thankful that Upper Marion has been able to try to keep ahead of that trend a little bit, supplemented, of course, by our volunteer team. I think that we are also examples to other communities, that they are looking at us and following our example and watching what's happening here. And our public safety team is in high regard, that we just have so much respect across the nation, actually, that compliments to all, to the citizen board as well as to the public safety staff, that second to none. Just second to none.
Absolutely.
And just very proud, of the team completely. And our one of our main goals is to provide public safety to our community, and that's what's happening. We try our best to make sure that we fulfill that need, and I think Upper Marion is getting it right. Just getting it right.
Absolutely agreed. We heard that from a lot of the candidates over the last 2 days when Sergeant Dolga and I were interviewing people. You know, the words elite, top tier. You know, definitely number one at Montgomery County, probably in the state, and even close in the nation. You know, and that's a big testament to Tom Nolan and, you know, him overseeing this department for so many years. And then, you know, the addition of, you know, Jim Johnson and, you know, just really building out the program as a whole has really been a big boost for the township. And people want to work here, you know, for us to have, when communities are struggling to find police officers. For us to have 38 candidates that pass not only the written but then the physical and wanting to come and work here, same with the firefighters, same with the paramedics, you know, to have 12 new firefighters knocking on our door that want to work here and deserve to be here, you know, it only serves to make the community a better place.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was wondering about the cop camp. I'm glad that we're reinstating that and I had that going again. I was wondering how many of those, and it's probably no metrics for us to even know, but how many of those children that participate actually become public safety officers? That I'd be curious just to know
we're
that.
Not
just,
right, no. We're not right at the age yet that they can be from when we started.
From when, okay.
So
okay.
We're still a couple years away from that actually hitting to fruition based on their ages then when they were taking it and how long we've been doing it.
When was the first year that cop camp was, how many years ago? Just rough.
Put me on the spot.
Well, I know that my daughter Emma went through it. Okay. She loved it. She's now in college her junior year. So she had to
be one of the first years.
So she had to be right there.
Yeah,
so
she may end up actually going into law enforcement because what she's studying right now is how to be a cyber hacker. So you never know.
Which is
she's either gonna be on one side of the line. I'm hoping it's the other.
Good decision.
Because I'm thinking she can make six figures either way.
I'm thinking it has to be around 2010 to 2012, I think, maybe.
Okay, so we may be seeing that then. In the very near future. That would be exciting to see. And then I'm sure looking back, reflecting on going through that, that maybe it's an inspiration for them, wanting to get into law enforcement.
What I will tell you is that there's young adults out there that still know us from cop camp that say, hey, Officer Blaine, how are you? So that is still alive in the community.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Whether they're planning to be police officers or not.
But they remembered it.
They remembered us, the camp, and all the good things that it brought.
Yes.
So.
Oh, wonderful.
It's important to know that the thanks also goes to the supervisors who support public safety.
Absolutely.
And all of our initiatives and everything that we do. So that's a thank you to you as well.
Oh, appreciate that. Thank you. And then I'll turn the floor to my colleagues. I don't know if, Bill, you have to have.
I just have two comments. The first one is, when we were at PSATS, which is the Elected Officials Conference, last week in Hershey, I went to all of the public safety-related workshops. And I can share two points about it. Number one, all of the issues that are being brought up by our peer municipalities around the state, we've already dealt with. Mm-hmm. That makes me feel confident and should make all of us feel confident that we are indeed looking at what's going on out in the real world and we're dealing with it. We're not sweeping things under the rug. Mm-hmm. We aren't trying to avoid the confrontations or the issues or the challenges. We're dealing with them head on. And frankly, to see some of these police departments have to stop and revisit how they do their job because of some of the new legislation that's in place, because of some of the practices they use, the failure to have SOGs, and I could go on and on. But I'm just thankful that we are so proactive that we don't face these things every day like many municipalities do with their police departments. And the other thing is whenever stupid me makes a comment and says, well, we have that in place, or we're already doing that and we have for years, and you have to be proactive, then you get all these people coming up, well, who do I contact so I can find out how to do this?
How do you do it?
Yeah, I've got to learn to stop doing that.
No. I was at that one presentation.
That's what you do.
The one presentation at that large meeting, and you were up and down and up and down and up and down because you know so much and because you were speaking to other municipalities and telling them what we've done. And it was really, it felt good to see you there and reporting to other municipalities and telling
you. You've got to grab me by the belt loop, Carol.
No, that's fine. I was happy you were doing it.
I would rather be on that end of the coin where we can offer, you know, advice, yes, guidance, tutelage, whatever you want to call it, as opposed to always playing catch up.
Right.
I mean, we are too large of a township to be playing catch up. And I think, you know, through the support of the Board of Supervisors, it has really shown through that we are truly, you know, top tier. And people should learn from us and take our best practices and implement them elsewhere.
The other thing is we are now the 26th largest municipality in the state of Pennsylvania by population. We are bigger than almost half of the counties in Pennsylvania by population. You can't deal with the issues of public safety the same way that those counties and small communities do. We have to look at it as a major community within the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We have to do what we have to do. And sometimes you don't end up doing, you do what you have to do, not necessarily what the people might think you should be doing, but you have to do the right thing. The other thing I wanted to mention is that Chief Johnson, I'll ask you to chime in here. We were one of six municipalities in the United States that's been asked to do some new work on a new program that will be the national reporting system for fire and EMS. You want to take a minute to talk? You took the trip to Texas.
We got some national recognition for that. We were approached by the United States Fire Administration to be a part of the prototype to move from what they call NIFRS, which is the fire reporting system for the nation, to NIRIS, which is the new next generation of reporting for the nation. And it's exciting to be a part of it. We've had great collaboration with UL and the United States Fire Administration. The meetings are ongoing, but they strategically picked Upper Marion Township because of our diversity with the combination department, with volunteers, because it's not just about the big cities and the third class cities, it's about the first, second class townships and reaching volunteers in rural areas. And they thought we checked a lot of those boxes and we're really tapping into our experience and our willingness to participate. So we're getting a lot of good feedback from that. Bill's contacts in the national level helped facilitate some of that, made the transition and the assistance a little bit easier. And we're happy to do it. We're very proud to be a part of it.
That's awesome.
And I would just add, we're working on a couple of ordinances, resolutions that will further the ability to protect our residents to the best of our abilities. I don't want to share them yet, but they will be forthcoming within the next 30 days. And the whole goal here is to protect our citizenry as much as we can from any types of harm. And I'll close my portion here with my standard statement. If we do not have a community that's safe, nobody wants to live, work, visit, shop, do anything in that community. And you very quickly degrade as a community. And as long as we continue an emphasis on public safety, we will be able to keep the stable type of community that we have.
I think even going back, I'm thinking anecdotally, when we were having the break-ins at different retail establishments, especially down in Philadelphia a few years ago, that when it came to that coming to Upper Marion's mall, here at King of Prussia Mall, I truly believe that the reputation of our public safety team is what made that stay under control and not get magnified. I really, truly believe that they knew that we were engaged with it, we were on top of it, we just pulled in the right resources for us to be able to protect our community, and I think that that saved our mall. Mm-hmm. I truly, truly believe that. So just anecdotally, I wanted to share that. But it was interesting going to these conferences that we go to, these statewide conferences, and hearing what other municipalities typically are not doing. That it was just mind-boggling to me that we have all volunteer, we do state police for our policing, we don't want to tax our citizens, and I think that just the view of how they view public safety just baffled me that they're not protecting their community and worrying about the optics of not raising taxes because and not protecting their citizens. I just was constantly baffled by that thinking that that's what we are. We took an oath to protect our citizens and for not to take that as a priority. It was interesting for me to hear that when you're in those kind of conferences. We just, like I said earlier, we get it right here. So I don't know if you had...
I just have one question, Jen. You mentioned, I think, 38 people that you're interviewing. Are any of them from Upper Marion? Not asking for names.
We had...
But just curious if any were from here.
We had several, I would say... It's kind of a blur when you talk to 38 people in 2 days. We had at least... I would say between 3 and 5, Carol.
Okay.
We generally have, you know, at least a few. It's mm-hmm. It's funny because now they're of the age where I know a lot of them. And, mm-hmm. you know, I saw somebody that I knew when they were 4, which is kind mm-hmm. of funny to me because I still picture them as 4-year-olds. But, you know, interviewing for a very big job. But yeah, we generally get a good local poll as okay. well. But it is very interesting to me to sit and listen when, you know, we always ask, are you applying anywhere else? Because it's highly competitive now to try to get officers in. And, you know, a lot of people say, I only want to work here. And I think, again, that's a big testament to who we are as a township, who the leadership for public safety is, the staff, and, you know, just all of the wonderful officers that we have already. People want to come in, and they want to be that. They want to achieve that. You know, so, yes, we did see some local kids. I just wish I could remember how many.
Chris, I think three to five was a good...
I think so. I think that's a fair number.
I am, yes.
Exactly.
Your sister is one of my daughter's best friends. Mm-hmm. And then the Menegos, one of the Menegos is...
Yeah, I'm going to suggest that we already have probably 10 okay. or more locals. Upper Marion grads within our current ranks. Yeah.
Okay, good to know.
Which is great.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Anybody else?
No. Good work.
Yep.
Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Have a great night.
Thank you.
Have a good night.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And we will now recess for a few moments, and then we will welcome in the Zoning Hearing Board when we return.